Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Things are winding down at the 4-H office as the end of the year approaches and the new year begins. Our office will be closed from December 19th through January 6th. If you need anything, you can still contact me at my cell number, and I will be glad to take care of you. Those of you that need it already have it. We had a great weekend this past weekend with the Hamilton County Fair Board hosting a Merry Grinchmas. They had a great turnout and wonderful activities out at the fairgrounds. If you haven't had a chance to go out there, there now is heat and insulation in the building, so that's quite an improvement for Hamilton County. The Hamilton County 4-H and HCE hosted a homesteading lesson last week, and it was Lucille from the Ag in the Classroom was our instructor, and she did a wonderful demonstration on sourdough. Everyone was able to work the sourdough, learn how to let it rise and do all the things that sourdough has to do, and then everybody left with a starter kit. It was a wonderful opportunity, and our homesteading classes will continue. The next one will be scheduled for January 15th, and we don't know for sure what that one's going to be yet, but we think maybe pie making. So if you want to brush up on your pie making skills, that will be January 15th in the courthouse basement from 9 to 11. If you have any homesteading lessons you would like to learn, we're open to suggestions because we do those once a month. If you're still looking to purchase for an angel tree, there were still some angels left on the tree at Little Giant. If you have not purchased or would like to purchase another for another child, there are still a few angels left on the tree at Little Giant. Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce is gearing up for the Food and Brew Fest, which will be February 22nd of 2026 at the Big Red Barn. We've got quite a lineup of brewers. It's going to be done a little differently this year. We'll have outside judges come in and then also have the people's choice. So if you are looking to be a vendor or just want to purchase tickets, contact the Chamber of Commerce member or the local extension office and we can fix you up. Kathy Oglesby, longtime secretary for the University of Illinois Extension Office, has retired and that position is open. They're currently accepting applications to be the office assistant for the University of Illinois Extension Office in Hamilton County. If you know anyone who would be interested in that position, it's 37 and a half hours a week and great insurance benefits. And if you know anybody, that position is open and that will be filled soon. There's other activities going on in Hamilton County, including a few more angel trees, a few more ways to donate to the Tree of Life. And other than that, people are just getting geared up and ready for Christmas. So there will be a 4-H Lego Club starting January 26th. It will run every Monday from 3:30 to 4:45. And there's a 4-H Craft Club that will run after school every Tuesday starting January 13th. Those are both open for any youth ages 5 and up. So if you have youth that are interested in attending Lego Club or Craft Club, please contact the University of Illinois Extension Office. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.